the fifth day of the online retreat, and it's the One Pra, the Lunar Observance Day, the Uposatha Day for the Sangha, where the Sangha do the Sangha Kama of chanting the Vinaya, the Padimokkha, the monastic discipline. And this is the way of practice to end suffering. In terms of the way of practice for the laity, it's the path of generosity, virtue, and meditation, whether the five precepts or the eight precepts, and that's the way to end suffering as well. And for the monastic discipline, it's to have more restraint, more care. We see that the Sangha use the four requisites offered with faith from the laity. And this is by virtue of the parami of the fully self-awakened Buddha. And so we contemplate the use of these four requisites, the robes, the food, the shelter, the medicine. These are things that we use to support our lives. And it's just for use in our life so that we can practice. And the laity can reflect on the use of the four requisites as well. And these requisites are used to support the body so that it can live. We don't practice to accumulate them a lot, but we use them so that we can strive and practice. And for the Sangha, we practice to have restraint with regard to the sense doors, like the eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and mind that receives all the various sense objects, like sight, sound, taste, smell, touch, mind objects, and to contemplate there a lot. This is the work of the monastic. This is the direct work of the monastic. If we have liking or disliking, we contemplate right there. We contemplate a lot. We strive with the goal of realizing the Dhamma, to bring the mind to the end of suffering. So we practice to sleep little, to wake with effort and energy, to have care and restraint with regard to eating food. We see that we eat in a way that's just right. Venerable Ajahn Chah taught to eat everything that's in the alms bowl and to put all the food in the alms bowl, whether it's liquid drinks or dry food, one puts it all in the alms bowl. Whether it's sweet or savory, it's all in the alms bowl, and one eats with restraint, not to be attached to the flavors of the food, but one mixes the food together. When I ordained, I practiced like this, putting the sweet food mixed with the curry, and I didn't even know what flavor it was at that point. And so one eats from the alms bowl like that, and the body feels that it's enough. So we train like this. Having ordained, we eat from the alms bowl. We eat in one sitting. And for the laity, they practice in a way to make it just right, not to seek out food too much, which can waste a lot of time, not to chase delicious flavors, going here and there, trying to find something tasty or delicious, which can waste a lot of time, take away time from meditation. So we do it in a way that's just right, so that we have time to practice, to cultivate the mind. So you see that all things we do just right, make it just right. Monastics can be stricter, sleeping just right. If it's more strict, one can sleep 4 hours. a bit more than that, could be 5 or 6 hours. The lady might be tired from work, so they can sleep 8 hours. And so these are the practices and principles of monastics that are never wrong. They are correct to have restraint with regard to the senses, to have moderation in sleep and with regard to food, to eat, sleep little, to wake with effort. So this is a teaching that Venerable Ajahn Chah gave all the time, to practice in this way. So today is Lunar Observance Day. We have the Padimokkha recitation. And this is a chance for the monastics to review the monastic discipline that we train in. So at this time, the monastics can confess their offenses. And around 9 p.m., we'll have the Padimokkha recitation, and the laity are welcome to listen to that as well.